Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCW Sitka 104.7, and this is Morning News. I'm here in the studio this morning with Sarah Peterson, our lovely municipal clerk. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And Sarah, you're here to talk about an upcoming filing deadline for municipal office and also just generally the upcoming election, which will be October 4th in Sitka. Tell us, let's just set the stage. When exactly is the filing deadline? It's coming up pretty soon.
It is. So sure, we are into our final week of candidate filing. It opened July 18th. It closes this Friday at 5 p.m.
Okay. And so that's if you are interested in running for assembly, mayor, or school board. Is that right?
That's correct. So if I'll just go over the vacancies that we have to be filled through this regular election. So we have one mayor seat. That's a two-year term. We have two assembly member seats. Those are each three-year terms. And then we have three school board member seats. So there's a three-year term. There's a two-year term. And then there's a one-year term to be filled.
That's a lot. It's a little bit confusing to keep track of.
It is. I had to make sure I said that correctly.
Right. Got to pull up our notes.
Yes.
Excellent. And so that filing deadline is this Friday at 5 p.m.
It is. Yes.
And in general, Sarah, if you are hearing this and you're suddenly realizing you desperately want to run for assembly, mayor, or school board, how would you go about filing?
All right. So if you're interested or even remotely interested, or if you have questions and you just want to chat with me, you can call my office. You can stop by our office at City Hall. We're on the third floor. We're there from 8 to 5, Monday through, well, Friday, of course. Even if you have questions, you can give me a call, 907-747-1811. If you stop by, I will give you a packet. And in that, it's a big packet, but I promise it's not as bad as it looks. There's an acceptance of nomination form, and I'll just kind of go through each of the forms that are actually required for filing. Great. So the acceptance of nomination form, you'll print your name on it as you wish for your name to appear on the ballot. You'll indicate which seat you're running for, either for mayor, assembly member, or school board member. For mayor and assembly, the candidate qualifications are that you have resided continuously in the municipality during the 12 months immediately preceding the October 4th election. And then for school board, it's that you're a qualified elector voter of the municipality and have been a resident of the municipality for 30 days immediately preceding the October 4th election. So you'll check which seat you wish to run for, and that you wish to have your name placed on the ballot. And then you'll sign date. You'll indicate your length of residency in Sitka and then your voter registration number. And if you don't know your voter registration number, I can always help with that. Plus, our district just changed, so everybody should be receiving new voter registration cards.
Right, very confusing.
Yep. And then the next form that I'll give you is the nomination petition. It's on a green piece of paper. You'll indicate which seat that you wish to run for. You'll place your name on it. And then your task is to collect at least 25 signatures from registered voters in Sitka. So there's a spot for them to print their name clearly so I can read it, their signature, and then their residence address. And as I said, 25 signatures are required, valid signatures that, you know, I always recommend that people, there's space for 40, so I recommend you get 5 to 10 more than what you actually need, just in case someone doesn't print their name clearly and I can't read it, or maybe they think they're a registered voter in Sitka, but they're not.
Right.
So.
Okay. So have a little room.
Wiggle room, yeah. Okay. And I always recommend people not wait right until 5 p.m. on Friday because if I'm going through and verifying signatures in your one short, I can't give it back to you to go collect more. So a little bit come in a little bit earlier.
A little bit early, and then Sarah maybe gets to go home at a reasonable hour on Friday.
And with that, there will be circulator of petition, the affidavit saying that you're the one that has actually collected these signatures. You haven't mm-hmm. left it out on the counter somewhere mm. for anyone to sign, that you okay. were physically the one to take that around and obtain signatures. And then there's a financial disclosure statement that's required, and I walk people through that. It looks more intimidating than what it really is. And then there is a municipal exemption statement from Alaska Public Offices Commission. Mm-hmm. If you're not intending to raise or spend more than $5,000 for your campaign, they ask that you sign that. So,
okay.
So that's it.
So it's we've got an acceptance of nomination, a nomination petition form, the financial disclosure. There's a bunch of forms, but it sounds like you can help people if they have questions.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have until Friday at 5 p.m.
Yes.
And maybe there's a light suggestion to do it a little early in case.
If at all possible.
Yes.
Always nice.
always good to do things early. And Sarah, folks can reach you either in person on the third floor of City Hall or at 907-747-1811.
Yep.
Okay. Excellent. And so we've been speaking about, you know, what folks might want to do if they're interested in filing, which is this week. How about folks who just, you know, were registered voters, or maybe we need to make sure we're registered voters? Tell us a little bit about, you know, the voter registration deadlines for this election and what the process is there.
Sure. So, folks, well, one, if you're not sure if you're a registered voter, the Division of Elections, they have a great little tool on their website mm-hmm. where you can check, but you can also call our office and I can help with that. Their website is elections.alaska.gov. To be eligible to vote in the October 4th municipal election, the last day to register if you aren't a registered voter is September 4th.
Okay.
So to register or update your voter registration, you can go to elections.alaska.gov or you can stop by our office in City Hall and we can help with that.
Great. And then, so for this October 4th election, there are ways to vote absentee, either by mail, you can vote early.
Yep.
What should people know about the voting process before October 4th?
Sure. Well, and I just want to get a plug in too. Mm-hmm. So, in addition to the candidates on the ballot, we'll have two ballot props.
Oh, yes.
So, there's a ballot prop.
Yeah,
that's okay. I just realized I didn't mention mm-hmm. those. So, we'll have two ballot props, one for a tax on marijuana to fund school activities and travel, mm-hmm. and then also another related to using the money from the sale of the former Sitka Community Hospital site to fund a haul-out construction. So, okay. And then getting into absentee, if you aren't going to be in town, if you're going to miss the election, you can vote by mail. Even if you are going to be in town, you can vote by mail. Mm-hmm. So there's a form on our website, cityofsitka.com. If you go to the government tab and then just go to election information, you can find the form there. Download that, return that to our office. We mail out ballots about mid-September. Mm-hmm. The last day to apply for a by mail ballot is September 27th. And let's see. So you can vote by mail, or if you wish to vote early, you can vote in person at Harrigan Centennial Hall in Room 3 beginning September 19th, Monday through Friday. That'll be 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. Through October 3rd. And then, of course, we have Election Day, and the polls will be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Nice.
And both of our precincts are located at Harrigan.
Excellent. It's easy to remember where to vote.
Yes.
wonderful. Okay, so our last day for voter registration, if you're not registered or you're not sure, September 4th.
Correct.
To vote in the October 4th election. And then the last day to apply for a by-mail ballot, which you can do for any reason, is that right? Is September 24th?
7th.
7th.
Yep.
September 27th. Okay,
great. That's a Tuesday. Yep.
It's a Tuesday. September 27th, last day to apply for an absentee by mail ballot, and then early voting starts September 19th.
Correct.
At Harrigan Centennial Hall.
That's correct.
Okay, excellent. And then a couple other questions. Really just one more. So we have one sitting assembly member who is running for mayor and then another running for a seat in the legislature right now. So if either of them wins, what's the process for filling those seats?
So the assembly will accept their resignation for one if Rebecca is elected. Regardless of the situation, if there's a vacant seat on the assembly has 20 days to appoint someone to fill that seat until the next regular election in October of 2023.
Okay. So
we would advertise, letters could be submitted of interest, and then the assembly will appoint someone to fill the remainder.
Yeah. Excellent. It sounds very straightforward.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. So, Sarah, anything that we've missed? We'll go over the ballot measures and who's running real quick, too. But anything that's in your head that we didn't
remember? I don't think so. We've got filing, voter registration, absentee by mail, in-person voting.
Great. So
I think we covered it all.
Wonderful. So we've had Municipal Clerk Sarah Peterson in the studio with us today. We've been talking about the filing deadline for municipal office, which is this Friday at 5 p.m. If you're interested in filing, you can go to the third floor of City Hall to get your packet or call 747-1811. And Sarah would recommend that you get your materials in slightly early if possible. And then as voters, your last day to register for the October 4th election is September 4. The last day to apply for a by-mail ballot is September 27. And early voting starts September 19 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. On the ballot, we have candidates for mayor. We have Stephen Eisenbeiss, Kevin Mosher, and Valerie Nelson have filed so far. For assembly, Tor Christensen has filed. There are two seats open. And then for school board, there are three seats open, and Tristan Gavon has filed. Also on the ballot will be a measure for marijuana tax going to fund school extracurriculars and funding the boat haul out with money from the community hospital sale.
Correct.
Great. Yes. Okay. Yep. Got to make sure I got that.
And right. We'll have that sample ballot online. I'll be, after the filing period closes on Friday, I'll be working to get the ballot put together. So I should have that up after I go through that process with folks. I should have that up on our website around the 1st of September, I'm hoping. Yeah.
Great. That will be helpful. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Doing, Sarah. And, reminder that this deadline is coming up Friday at 5 p.m. if you're interested in filing, and Sarah can help.
I can. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. And one more time, Sarah's phone number is 747-1811 if you have questions. Thanks so much for joining us, Sarah, and
have
a great rest of your day.
You too.